Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. I'm Spencer. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Please go ahead, share this show with people that you think might like it. Go ahead and subscribe on the podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, whatever. I hear a lot of podcast people be like, but you better make sure to subscribe and do the download things because the Apple Podcast algorithms are like stopping your download. So make sure that you're downloading this, download it regularly, subscribe, I don't know, all those things. Also, rate and review. It really shows people how much you love my show, and it will also help the algorithms give them what they want. What else was I gonna say? I think that's fine. You know, there's a whole bunch of stuff in the show notes, so I think you should go look in the show notes for all of those wonderful itsy-bitsy goody pieces of stuff. Did I say this is episode F36? I did now. I'm skipping. I have skipped, I think, 3 episodes just in these 2 pages, because I really would like to have a guest on those episodes, so maybe I can make that happen. The first word in this episode is the second form of the word fast. And clearly, in the last episode, as you obviously know, we had the first form, which was very long. F-A-S-T. That's how you spell fast. This is an adverb from before the 12th century. Number one, in a firm or fixed manner, as in stuck fast. Oh, I'm in the quicksand. I can't get out. I'm stuck real fast. It's so firm here in the quicksand. It's not so quick. It's pretty slow. I love seeing those memes. People are like, based on the cartoons and things that I saw as a child, I thought that dealing with quicksand would be a much bigger problem as an adult, and it clearly has not been. Yeah, you don't really hear much about quicksand, but we sure love to put it in our TV shows and movie shows. 2. In a sound manner. The synonym is deeply, as in fast asleep. This is a weird way to use this word. I don't know how it came to be. Maybe the first form of fast will help to describe why we use it in firm or fixed, or also in a sound manner, deeply. Do we use this definition in a sound manner other than sleep? Fast asleep, if you are deeply, deeply in meditation, which I just tried to meditate before this, which I do pretty much every day that I record, and I have a pinched nerve or something in my shoulder, and it's super, super distracting, so I could not meditate. And I'm not a very good meditator. Like, I really don't get into the deep stuff. I'm not necessarily fast meditative. How would you use that in a sentence even? I don't know. But yeah, this shoulder thing has really been bugging me. Deeply. What else can you be deeply in? Deeply in thought? So would you be fast thinking? I don't know of another way that we use this other than fast asleep. And why fast? Why fast? Maybe I should look at the etymology for fast, because clearly you've heard it already. Let's see, akin to the old High German festi, which means firm. Old Norse fester, Armenian hast. But there's nothing. There's no other information than that. Firm. That's all you get. Firm. Why, when you are running fast, are you firm? I don't know. Number 3A. In a rapid manner. The synonym is quickly. So, you know, if I'm talking real quick, I'm talking fast. I'm fast talker. 3B. In a quick succession. So lots of things happening very quickly. All of the runners in the race finish the race in quick succession, fast, blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Is that the greatest example? I don't know. Number 4, in a reckless or dissipated manner. Again, I sure would love an example here. In a reckless manner, in a dissipated manner, why are reckless and dissipated similar? How are they similar? dissipated manner. The hairspray sprayed out fast. I am not sure. Also reckless. You were driving your car fast. Well, if you drive your car fast, that might be kind of reckless. But I think this is different than what they mean. Number five, ahead of a correct time or schedule. Oh, like your clock is fast? It's trying to go a little fast. The clock is trying to, the clock is reckless. The clock is quick. The clock is sound. Number six, this one is archaic. The synonyms are close and near. Not far, near. So if you are, it's archaic, right? We got to say that again. My phone is fast to my heart. It's so close to my heart. I have not heard of this one. Nope. Okay, moving on. Oh, my sound effect. It's going to be... The third form of fast is an intransitive verb. Is it just intransitive? I think it is. From also before the 12th century. Number one, to abstain from food. It is so fascinating that this word fast has this broad variety of definitions. We've got five forms, and the first form has probably, I don't know, 20 definitions. So this one, this number third, is abstaining from food. No, I will not eat food. There are certain cultures, religions, particularly, that do this periodically for holidays or whatever. Maybe it's a 24-hour fast. Usually, I think, though, if it's a fast over a day, they just can't eat, you know, during sunlight hours or something like that. This is not something that I personally have ever partaken in, but I know clearly that there are people who do. And, you know, I think that they have very good reasons for it. You know, clearly it's an important part of their culture, their religion. And we will not eat for certain reasons. But there are also people who will fast for health reasons. I have heard scientific people talk about, if you fast for over 8 hours, you know, I think if it's 12, 16 hours, I think basically what happens, and of course I'm not a scientist, so I can't give you the proper information, but I think essentially what happens is your body is like, I'm not getting food, so I'm going to use up those fat deposits or whatever. I think they also think that there's some scientific evidence that maybe it says that you will possibly live longer. It could possibly extend your life if you simply fast, you know, for 12 or 16 hours from before you go to bed to the next morning. And so I try to, you know, not eat too close to bed, although I'm not very good at that. Sometimes we have a little chocolate chips or a little dessert. I'm trying to eat not close to bedtime and then sleep for 8 hours, do a number of things in the morning, and then not eat for a little while. I have a banana here, and I will probably not eat this banana for another, well, it's like 7 a.m. now, so I will probably not eat that for, I'll try for a couple more hours, which means I will not have eaten, I don't know, it's not quite 12 hours, right? Not quite. But, you know, sometimes I'm pretty good. So anyway, I think you should, if this is something that you're interested in terms of, I don't know, losing weight, extending your life, whatever it is, being healthier, look into this short fasting. It's not days and days and days. It's just kind of overnight and into the next day. Okay, that's one form of fast. We talked a lot about that. How it became fast for abstaining from food, I don't know. Number two, eat sparingly or abstain from some foods. These sort of seem like a 1A and a 1B, not a 1 and a 2. A 1 and a 2 and a da-ga-da-ga-do. So it's a little less eating, not eating certain foods. That's also called a fast, I guess. Nom, 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 nom. The fourth form of fast is a noun from before the 12th century. Number one, the practice of fasting. I'm on a fast. I am fasting. It's to abstain from food. That I'm going back to the verb. I fasted. I'm fasting. That's the verb. I'm on a fast. That's the noun. Number two, a time of fasting. It's fasting time. It's this week. It's a fast week. That would be an adjective, I think. The fifth form of fast is a noun from the 15th century. Okay, we're getting into something new here, clearly. This is something that fastens as a mooring line or holds a fastening. So something that fastens or holds a fastening. And the example of the thing that fastens is a mooring line, which I think is in sailing. It's in boats, all those things. So this word comes from, I think it's unrelated to all these other forms of fast. It's from the Old Norse fester, which means rope or mooring cable. Also from faster, which means firm. Ah, see, that is related to the first form of fast. It's firm. It holds it tight. You make some knots, you do a thing, and you fast it. Yeah. We are going to get to fasten in a little bit here, but first, we must go to a phrase. We got a phrase in here. Fast and loose. Three words. Adverb from 1580. Number one, in a reckless or irresponsible manner, as in played fast and loose with the public purse strings. That is a quote from Paul Stewie. It is spelled S-T-U-E-W-E. Paul Stewie, I'm just going to say that's how his last name is pronounced, said played fast and loose with the public purse strings. So this is probably some governmental official who has control of the finances of the public, and they're being very reckless with the money, the public purse strings. I feel like we got two metaphors in this phrase. Maybe fast and loose is not a metaphor, though. Playing fast and loose with your stuff. Trying to think. I mean, it's very easy for this one to go to a sexual thing, like fast and loose with your sexual partners, being very reckless. Maybe you get back in my day it was STD, and now I'm trying to think of what the acronym is. But you know, sexually transmitted disease, sexually transmitted something. I can't remember what the new term is. But yeah, it's just reckless. Is it smart to be fast and loose? I think maybe fast and loose is something that you, it's not something that you want to be. You don't want to be acting fast and loose. Do you? I don't know. You do you. I can't tell you how to live your life. Number two, in a craftily deceitful way. Oh, I don't love the idea of being deceitful. This is just my opinion. As in the example, manipulated evidence and played fast and loose with the truth. That is something. The truth is something that some people very much like to play fast and loose with. By the way, that is a quote from C.V. Woodward. Manipulated evidence and played fast and loose with the truth. This is a legal situation. They're like, they say this is the truth. You know, last night we watched the debate. The September 10th, 2024 presidential debate between Kamala Harris, not Kamala, Kamala, and the other guy. And the other guy very much likes to play fast and loose with the truth. There were things that were, even this stupid head, knows that they are false. The things that he claimed, the things that he said, I don't even know if fast and loose is the right phrase for how he plays with the truth. It's gone and dumb. I don't know. I don't know what it is. Anyway, this is a fun phrase that people put together, and it's just good words to mean it's wrong, it's bad, reckless, fast and loose. Everything is just out the window. Next is fastback. One word, noun from 1954. This is an automobile with a roof having a long, curving downward slope to the rear. Also, the back of such an automobile. The back of the fastback is the fastback, and the car is also the fastback. A downward slope to the rear. I got a nice downward slope to the rear. Haha, that's just a funny thing. That's a butt joke. An automobile with a roof having a long curving downward slope. I think I can sort of imagine this, but I feel like I need to bring up a page to see what this fastback vehicle looks like. I'll just look up fastback car. This is pretty much what I was thinking. Here's a list. A whole list of fastback cars. Well, right off the bat, we got the old Volkswagen Beetle. Maybe the new Beetle also would be a fastback. Literally, it just sort of goes down almost maybe like a 45-degree angle from the roof to the rear, the roof to the butt, the head to the butt. It just slopes right down. Jaguar E-Type, 1961 to 1975. 1949 Nash Ambassador. These are just classic examples. Everybody knows these classic examples of fastback cars. 1948 Packard Custom 8. 1950 Chevrolet Fleetline. 1964 Plymouth Barracuda. Barracuda. Let's read more. Hardtop Fastback, 1967 AMC Marlin. 1968 Mercury Monterey. 1966 Toyota 2000 GT racing car. Two more. Chrysler Crossfire. These are new. Ooh, the futuristic fastback. 2016 Buick Avista Concept. That's 2016. Did it never come to be? All right, there's a huge list of fastbacks if you want to see them. Fastback. I didn't know. I don't know cars. I didn't know that's what they were called. Why am I whispering? Nom, 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 nom. Fastball, that's next. Noun from 1899. Wow, back in 1899, they learned how to throw balls fast. This is a baseball pitch thrown at full speed and often rising slightly as it nears the plate. Fastballer is a noun. We need to look up the fastest fastballs. I believe they can reach, the fastest ones can reach over 100 miles an hour. I also need to convert that to kilometers per hour for my folks in the rest of the world. 161 kilometers per hour is 100 miles per hour. Okay, so the 10 fastest pitches in Major League Baseball history. Let's just go straight to number one. 105.8 miles per hour by Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 of the top 10. Wow. Wow, person Chapman. That's incredible. So 105.8. Let's use the old converter here. Thank you. That's 170.27 kilometers per hour. That is really, really fast. His shoulder must really hurt after that. The science of throwing a ball is so a baseball specifically is so fascinating because of the seams and the spin and how you hold it in your hand and the spit and all those things. It's amazing how much a ball in that relatively short distance can move and change in just the blink of an eye. And just the speed of a fastball is crazy. The batter literally needs to start swinging essentially as they're letting go, as the pitcher is letting go of the ball. Because it's so fast, it's like superhuman that they can even hit the ball in the first place. I could dive deep more into baseball throws and pitches, fastball specifically. Like, how long does it take to go from the pitcher's hand to the batter in 105.8 miles per hour? but you can do the, maybe I'll do the math later. I mean, somebody else has done the math. I just have to type it in. Fastball. I will never be able to throw a ball that fast, and no matter how much I practice, it will never happen. I'm not a very good ball thrower. Okay. Om nom 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 nom. Fast break, two words, noun from 1938. A quick offensive drive toward a goal in an attempt to score before the opponent's defense is set up. Oh, the defense, they haven't even set up their tables yet. Let's go right now while they're distracted. The example of where this is happening is in basketball. The offense has the ball, and they're running down the court to get the ball into the other basket, and the defense is like, "What? What happened? You caught us off guard. You broke across the court very fast." I forgot to say that fast break, two words with a hyphen, is an intransitive verb. Okay. Nom, 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 nom. Next is fasten. Fast with an E-T, but you don't pronounce the T, you say fasten for some reason. This is a verb from before the 12th century. We are starting with transitive, and we got a number of definitions, but we also have some synonym information. So, 1A, fasten, transitive verb. To attach, especially by pinning, tying, or nailing. Attaching a thing to a thing, right? That's pretty much all it is. 1B, to make fast and secure. Your seatbelt, maybe fasten your seatbelt. That is a thing you must do when you are in the car or on the airplane. 1C, to fix firmly or securely. Same kind of idea. Yep, that's why they're all number one. 1D, to secure against opening. You don't want this to open. You don't want this to open in your bag when you are traveling, and so you want to fasten it close, close it tight, click it down, put some plastic around it, seal it so tight. Your goos, your oils, your lotions, fasten them when you are traveling. Number two, to fix or set steadily, as in fastened her attention on the main problem. The main problem is the thing that you really should have your attention on. We got all these other problems, but there's the main problem, and that's the one you should fasten your attention to. I don't think I really hear it used that way, but I will try to use it now. You're welcome. Number three, to make a firm grip with, as in, the dog fastened its teeth in the shoe, and now the shoe has tooth holes, and I don't think that's how shoes should work, unless that's the style that you're going for. Is that the style of the day? Dog tooth holes in your shoes, fast, just clamping down tight. I just saw a video where a crocodile or alligator tried to fasten its teeth into a cheetah? When the cheetah was drinking water, just casually drinking water, and the cheetah got pulled into the water. And then before you know it, they emerge from the water in flipped positions. The cheetah, the big cat, has now fastened its teeth, or is trying to fasten its teeth onto the crocodile alligator thing on its back, underneath. I think it did eventually get it underneath. And it's very hard to watch that stuff, but wow, nature is fascinating. Fascinating. That was a word that we just had. Okay. Number 4A, to attach persistently and usually objectionably. Objectionably. Okay. The example is you're maybe attaching yourself persistently and usually objectionably. Now, there is no example here. So maybe you are fastening yourself to someone who doesn't really want to hang out with you. Get a hint. Maybe I should get a hint. 4B, To place forcefully, the synonym is impose, as in fastened the blame on the wrong person. You are forcefully putting the blame on the wrong person. You're right. This word is all about attaching something to something else. Impose. You're imposing the blame. I'm still a little hung up on the attach yourself persistently and objectionably. Maybe if you are hitting on somebody in a bar and they don't like it, you are fastening yourself to them. But you need to take a hint. You need to read the signs. If they're like not interested, then walk away. I don't know. That's not a world I know anything about. I can't talk about that. I think we are now on intransitive number one, to become fast or fixed. So if you are putting a photograph of your family on the wall, then the photograph will be fastened to the wall by you. And you are so handy when you fastened the frame on the wall. Number 2A. I do not like to fasten things to walls. Let me just say this. I get so nervous. I know it's probably unfounded, but I get so nervous about using the right sort of nail or screw or thing, and just the action of putting something in a wall and sort of semi-destroying it. It's not totally permanent, but is kind of permanent, and I don't want to screw it up. And I have a lot of anxiety about hanging things on walls and stuff. And so I try to avoid it whenever I can. And I just let other people do it. In most cases, I think it's fine. I'm sure it's not that hard. I just don't want to mess it up. Because I probably would, because I'm really good at that. Okay, back to... So we had number one, intransitive, to become fast or fixed. Number 2A is to take a firm grip or hold. I do not want to fasten... Oh, jeez. I do not want to fasten my grip around this banana so much, because then it will squish all over the place. And that is not at all how I want to eat my banana. Now, maybe sometimes it might be kind of fun to just be like, squeeze it so hard and then just eat the gooey off the peel. But that doesn't seem like a fun way. I don't know. If you want to get messy, maybe just go squish it, fasten your grip on the banana. But that's not how I'm going to eat my banana today. If I do someday, I will show it to you. 2B is to focus attention, fastening my gaze on the camera. I hope that when you are watching this, you are fastening your gaze right back into my face. That's very good. Very, very nice. Fastener is a noun. And now here is the synonym information for fasten. Fasten, fix, attach, and affix mean to make something stay firmly in place. Fasten implies an action such as tying, buttoning, nailing, locking, or otherwise securing. As in the example, fasten the reins to a post. Just take those reins and spin them around the post and tie them and flip them around and have the rabbit go through the hole and your reins are fastened. Fix usually implies a driving in, implanting, or embedding, as in the example, fixed the stake in the ground. You just take a hammer, and you smack it down a couple of times, and you're probably fixed there pretty good. Attach suggests a connecting or uniting by a bond, link, or tie in order to keep things together, as in, attach the W-2 form here. Right here, please unite the form, the paper and the W-2 form together in holy matrimony so they can be together forever. And they lived happily ever after. Affix, spelled A-F-F-I-X, implies an imposing of one thing to another, or one thing on another, by gluing, impressing, or nailing, as in, affix your address label here. maybe you got those fancy stickers that have your address, your name and your address and all that. And yes, take the sticker off and yes, stick it on the envelope. You've affixed it. How is affix different than fix? Affix implies imposing one thing on another by gluing and pressing, da-da, and then fix usually implies driving in, implanting, or embedding, right? Fix is like impaling, and affix is putting on top, sticking, kind of. Okay, good. Let's take a quick look at the etymology for this very long word. From Old English, festnion, which means to make fast. To make fast, which is probably going back to the second form of fast, which is in a firm or fixed manner. Akin to the Old High German festinon, which means to make fast. Same thing. And that's all that's from fast. Yeah. The sound effect is getting a little weird. It started off weird, and now it's weirder. You're weirder than you've ever been, and now you're even weirder, and now you're even weirder, and now you're even weirder. You're weirder than you've ever been, and now you're even weirder, and now you're weirder still. Fascinating is the next word. Noun from the 12th century. Something that fastens. The synonym is fastener, also known as fascinating. Fast food, two words with a hyphen, adjective from 1951. Number one, of, relating to, or specializing in food that can be prepared and served quickly, as in a fast food restaurant. Oh, we want our food fast. Nobody wants to sit and wait. No, that is clearly a lie. There are some people who do. But the fast food, I'm sure that there are fascinating numbers about how much food is eaten that is fast food. When you look at all the numbers of all the restaurants and stuff, what percentage is fast food? We get so many of these chains. Oh, I got feelings. Number two, designed for ready availability, use, or consumption, and with little consideration given to quality or significance, as in fast food TV programming. So this is not literally about food, I guess. This is about TV programming that it's just quick, not a lot of substance, not a lot of quality. I guess that's a little subjective, but I guess we can sort of put some objectivity to it. Yeah, okay, so like I'm thinking of sometimes when you go to a bar or a restaurant and they have those TVs, they might be on a channel that is showing, oh, I don't know, cute, funny animal videos or videos of people falling down, things that you would often have seen on America's Funniest Home Videos, a show that I watched a lot when I was growing up. But now with the internet, it's all just out there. People are just putting it out there. And so these TV channels that exist, they just grab all of that information, all of those videos, and they just play them. They just play them for hours and hours and hours. Not a lot of effort goes into it on their part, probably. They're just culling all this information. And it's quick, it's readily available, not a lot of quality, but it's fun, quick entertainment for the people who are at the bar / restaurant. I enjoy it, I like to watch it, but not all day or every day or every week or every month. I need something with a little bit more substance. Fast food stuff in moderation. Fast food, two words, no hyphen, that is a noun. So I don't know. Do we need to talk about fast food for a second? It's convenient that it's there, but you know, like that number two definition said, there's probably not much quality or significance to it. Nutrition, it's literally made to be prepared quickly, so it's probably processed be able to be kept there for a while. I don't know. I don't want to go too deep down this rabbit hole, but it's nice in little bits here and there. But I think that you can't do this every day. You can't do this for every meal. Your body is not going to appreciate it. There is a reason the cliche, you are what you eat, exists. Because the food that you put into your body will directly affect how your body reacts just to everything. And how it works, how it processes, how that machine goes. So I don't know. Just try and minimize your fast food. And of course, I would recommend some fast food places over others because of quality, for myself, I am vegan, so I would say don't eat a lot of those stuff. Eat these other healthier vegan things. Healthier, even some of that stuff can be unhealthy. Politically, there's a lot of places that people don't want to go to because politically, the people who own those places or support those places maybe support, you know, anti-gay organizations or something like that. And so, you know, you got to do what you got to do. But boy, there's a lot of fast food places out there, more than I will even ever know, and that's okay with me. I don't need to know all of them. Anything else about fast food? Probably not. You probably don't need to talk about something like that too much. Okay, one more word today in this kind of long episode. I'm eating my food fast. And then I will hurt myself. That'd be very bad. The first form of fast forward, two words with a hyphen. Noun from 1948, number one, a function of an electronic device that advances a recording at a higher than normal speed. Is this something that we really... Well, yes. Yes, it is. Of course, when I think about fast forward, I think about fast forwarding an old VHS tape, because that is what we used for many years when I was a kid. Fast VHS tapes. You would have to rewind the tape when you were done, and the video stores got very mad at you. Very mad at you. They would smack your hand with a ruler if you didn't rewind the tape. Be kind, rewind. There were, they have previews and stuff at the beginning of the tape, and if you did not want to watch them and you wanted just to get to your movie, you'd have to hit that fast forward button. You either click it once and it goes, or maybe you got to hold down the button, maybe the older machines, and it would go. And I think you really just had one speed, right? One speed of fast forward. And so then you'd get there. These days, you know, then we got into DVDs, and you could sort of skip the previews a lot of the time. But the fast forward still existed. It has still not gone away. If you want to skip ahead, you'd hit that fast forward button. But with DVDs, it changed. You could maybe go multiple speeds, fast forward one, fast forward two, and the number two was faster than number one, and maybe you'd have 3, 5, 7 speeds. But then we also got the chapter skip button, so you would fast forward in whole big chunks. That was like, what? How? This is amazing. Wow. And we don't have to rewind them. This is... So what? How? And now we are, of course, in the streaming world. And we still have fast forward. I don't know if people are using it a lot, but we do use it sometimes. And again, depending on the platform, you've got maybe multiple clicks will make it go faster. And you still have, I think, you know, now we got 10-second fast forward, 15-second fast forward. On our podcasts, you can do that. On YouTube, where you might be watching this, you can fast forward in chunks of time. Man, the fast forward game has really changed, hasn't it? Wow, what the future we're living in, where you can fast forward at 15 seconds at a time. Wow, who would ever thought we would have gotten here? Amazing. I love living in the future. Sometimes, not all the time. We have now number two, a state or an instance of rapid advancement, as in put her career in fast forward. A state or an instant. Her career's on fast forward because she's very good at her job, and she got into a role of management, and then somebody left, and she showed that she was so good at her job, they put her up to CEO, and she was like, wow, I just worked here 3 months ago. I'm already CEO. That's super fast forwardy. The movie Click, I just remembered, there's a lot of fast forwarding in that movie, and that becomes a whole big plot point. That movie was definitely better and more sort of emotional than I expected it to be. That was a good one. Okay, we must now need to pick a word of the episode. There were no songs. No, there was one song in this episode. Should we bring in another song? Okay, today, it's the word of the episode time, so we gotta say a word of the episode song. Episodes have words. Episodes have words. And this word is what? Today we had fast, 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 fast and loose, fast back, fast ball, fast break, fasten, fastening, fast food, fast forward. I hope you did not fast forward this episode. Please, you must watch every little second. I don't know if there was anything that, I don't know, let's just pick fast and loose as the word of the episode. I'm playing this episode fast and loose. I'm really reckless with this show. It didn't rhyme with loose, but that's okay. Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I will now quickly tell you about another movie that I watched, which is... Where did we go? Prometheus. This is the first time seen Prometheus. It's been over a decade, I think. And we just finally got around to watching it. It was fine. It was good. I think it's one of those movies that has very mixed reviews. The first scene takes place at not in the world of the movie, but in our real world. They shot it at one of the waterfalls in Iceland, and we visited that waterfall. We visited a lot of waterfalls in Iceland. We said, hello, waterfall, we're here to visit you. Let's have a cup of tea. Come inside, meet the missus. So it was very cool to see that. I don't know. I don't know what else to say about this movie. I don't remember a lot of it. I remember it being good. But I also remember being not, like, incredibly thrilled, to be honest. I'm not a hater. There was a lot of cool stuff in there. I was just talking to somebody yesterday about it, though. It popped up, and he said, and I wholeheartedly agree, Michael Fassbender's role was fascinating, and he did a fascinating job, a great job, at that really interesting role. And the story is pretty interesting. You know, it's the whole idea of, like, extending life and stuff like that. You don't want to fast forward life. You want to extend it. Rewind? Can we rewind? Anyway. Okay, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show. And until next time, this is Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye. Blah, 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 blah.